serving one's country in the armed forces, that's taxing in itself. Coming back with scars, physical or emotional, to show for it can present real challenges to civilian life. And on top of all that, having to master biology, or computer programming, or engineering, and getting a job. Does it sound like too much to bear? Good morning, Kansas City. I'm Brian Ellison. Welcome to Central Standard. It does not have to be too much to bear. Veterans in STEM is one part of a broader effort here in Kansas City and around the country to promote careers in science, technology, education, and math. And joining us are two of the people heading up that effort here at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, Dean Kevin Truman of the School of Computing and Engineering. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Dr. Alexis Petrie. She's a research associate at the Institute of Human Development and project director of KC Banks. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We want to let you know later this morning we'll be talking philosophy and exploring the problem of evil. But first today we're talking about KC Banks. Dean Truman and Dr. Petrie, you're both the co-principal investigators of KC Building an Alliance for New Careers in STEM. That's what Banks stands for. What is STEM, Dean Truman?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's an area where we are trying to build more people for the Kansas City region and for the country. We have many opportunities in Kansas City. There was a recent article this morning by Diane Stafford out of the Kansas City Star, and she quotes that there's about 190,000 STEM jobs in Kansas City. About half of those require a bachelor's degree or higher, and it's a way to increase both the economic growth of the region, but as well as personal wealth for those people that get into the STEM careers.
And why the focus on just STEM disciplines? I mean, are there not enough people studying math and science already?
We have a real shortage of STEM individuals, graduates here in the Kansas City region and in the country. China is outproducing STEM graduates by about 3 to 1 from the United States. But you take a look at a company like Cerner Corporation, wants to hire 5,000 individuals. A majority of those will be in computer science and IT and electrical engineering.
Yeah.
We just cannot supply enough people.
And how much education is required for these different STEM jobs? I mean, do they all require college degrees? Do they require advanced degrees?
No. It turns out of those 190,000 STEM jobs, about half require a bachelor's degree or higher. The rest could be technical training, but it could also be an associate's degree. One of the things we find is if you also look at the salaries for those people, those that have a bachelor's degree will earn about $80,000 on average compared to the norm of about $65,000. Those with associate's degrees will earn about $53,000 compared to about $30,000 with non-degrees.
So I know that the STEM focus is part of this KC Banks program. Let me ask you, Alexis Petrie, what is KC Banks?
KC Banks is a grant project that's funded by the National Science Foundation. It's a 5-year project, and it's at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, Institute for Human Development, and the School of Computing and Engineering. And we also work with the Metropolitan Community Colleges and Kansas City, Kansas Community College. We work on 3 levels, basically. We provide direct services and support to veterans who are majoring in science, technology, engineering, or math. And we also work with faculty members on how to teach to a broad array of learners, non-traditional students who may have invisible disabilities, and how to be trauma-informed. And then we also work at a systems level to help use the grant and what we're learning to leverage more opportunities and a better transition for military veterans as they leave military service and transition to higher ed.
You've mentioned sort of a variety of challenges, disabilities or coming back from military service that might create extra challenges for a person wanting to enter into these fields. I have to admit, speaking for myself at least, that you don't necessarily have to have those challenges to find science and technology and engineering challenging. Why are you focusing on these particular communities?
When you say these particular communities, do you mean the veterans or do you mean
veterans,
STEM?
I mean disabilities and
okay.
Veterans, the broader groups that KC Banks serves.
Yeah. Well, part of it is that we want to make sure that we're providing supports for all people and that veterans who may be learning differently or struggling with changes in themselves after combat or after their military service have a sense of belonging and know that we want them to come and study, to earn degrees, and to transition into careers.
Yeah, these veterans also have significant training in their military careers. Oftentimes, they are trained in electronics, or they are trained in computer science, or trained in radar, nuclear facilities. So all of these transition well to a STEM career. It's a little bit different. They probably haven't had all the math and the science because it's usually more technology-based, but it's a great platform for those people to find a way to transition into the workforce.
Is the goal of these programs here at the university level, I mean, is the goal to help with mastery of the knowledge and of the skills, or do you actually go a step further and work on job placement and that sort of thing?
We don't work on job placement, but we do work on career readiness, and we like to work with the students to help them understand all of the benefits of careers in STEM. Oftentimes, veterans want to help people, so they don't always find their way into the STEM fields. They think they want to do something that helps people. So we help them understand that a career in STEM does help people. People who are civil engineers do a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are several companies here in town that are veteran-friendly. A perfect example, Black & Veatch, Burns & McDonald, Cerner, all have special events to try to recruit more veterans into their community. What they find is that not in addition to that technical skill set, they have a certain level of leadership mm-hmm. and ability that comes from being in the military, this real directness, I would call it. And so they do encourage those people to come and apply for positions at their companies.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. We're talking today about the Veterans in STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math program here at UMKC and actually part of a broader program throughout the region and the country. I'm talking with Kevin Truman and Alexis Petrie, who both work with the program here at UMKC. Let me ask you about the focus on veterans, especially right now. We're obviously in a time where there have been many military deployments over the last decade. A lot of the soldiers now coming home as veterans. Have you found an increase in the interest in this kind of program?
There's definitely larger numbers, but it is difficult, just as Alexis mentioned, that getting them to understand that they have the potential to have a career in STEM and to take the time and initiative to go through the next 2 to 4 years of education to make that happen is our biggest challenge.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Alexis, why do you think there is such a challenge in convincing veterans that this is for them?
I think it really goes back to their service ethic and probably not understanding what STEM careers are. I mean, it's kind of a grouping that have been put together and given an acronym, mm-hmm. which we do very well in our country.
Yeah.
But they're so diverse, and there's a lot to understand and kind of find your way in that grouping. And I think a lot of times veterans want to do something where they can help somebody, and we just need to help them understand that they can put their military experience and training to good use and still be helping people in the STEM careers.
What are some of the unique challenges that veterans face in returning to an academic environment, in coming back to the books?
Well, some of the challenges that we work with day to day at KC Banks are things like the bureaucracy of higher education. The military is well known for its
right.
bureaucracy.
I would say that they should feel perfectly comfortable in that environment, right?
The difference is that bureaucracy is taught to them and ingrained in them from basic training on up. In higher education, we don't really train people in our bureaucracy. We just kind of let them move through it.
And there's not really a structured chain of command all the time to tell you what to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that's where Veterans in STEM comes in. We spend a lot of time helping the veterans navigate this terrain that they're now in to their so that they can finish their degree efficiently. Another problem is remembering things like algebra.
Mm-hmm.
College algebra can be a huge stumbling block.
As it would be for anyone who was away from it for several years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't use it on a daily basis, it goes away. And so we had a really wonderful series of workshops called How Math Works, and just kind of reminded the veterans in a very low-key, informal way how to tackle word problems, how to read their math textbook. We try to do things like that that fill in gaps, because the colleges and universities have fantastic support programs. Veterans don't always find their way to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to help them make use of it and then plug in where we see a gap.
I think we'll probably have some listeners who want to know how they can sign up for the How Math Works workshop. Dean Carter, what does this program do that other programs in the past don't? So I think we think of other federal programs to help soldiers when they come back. We think of the GI Bill, which of course pays for some school. What does this do that those aren't doing?
Well, I think what this does is it actually tries to create the pathway. It really – the GI Bill is one thing, but then it's self-initiated. Here, it's really – if we can get them into the Casey Banks program, we really do have these transition navigators, people that will help them step through the process, which can be very taxing for them because they are so used to a very regimented way of doing business. We also have to once again, re-educate them how to be in the classroom, how to sit with students that are 18, 19 years old when they've already experienced life at a whole different level.
Right.
And how that affects the classroom behavior and dynamics, and that they can actually be a contributor because they have such good experiences. So this program really is trying to make them feel comfortable, make sure that they understand that at the end game is to get to a career, whether it's after an associate's degree or whether it's after a bachelor's degree, and that the reward will be a nice career, a good salary, and a contribution to society.
I want to invite our listeners to be part of the conversation, especially veterans who are listening. If you're a veteran who's encountered challenges returning to the job market or the academic world, give us a call. Did you benefit from a program like this one, or would you have benefited if you'd known about it or if it had been available to you? Call us at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. Even if you're not a veteran, if you have a question for our guests, give us a call. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. We'll even check our Twitter feed for your questions. Our handle is KCURCST. Alexis Petrie, how many students, how many veterans are taking advantage of the program right now?
We have about 90 enrolled in the program. And that represents Penn Valley Community College and the Business and Technology Campus of Metropolitan Community Colleges, as well as Kansas City, Kansas Community College, and UMKC. Mm-hmm. Although the majority of our veterans do go to UMKC.
And is that the maximum participation? Are you turning any students away, or are you hoping for more?
We're not turning any students away, and we're hoping for more. We're actively recruiting 30 more for this fall. And we'd like to help as many veterans as we can during this program.
How beyond the veterans part of the Casey Banks program, how many students overall are involved with it? Do you know that?
We have about 140 students overall involved.
Okay. So this is a significant part of the program.
Yes.
More than half.
Yes, more than half.
You know, I'm wondering, we've been talking a lot about sort of the benefits for veterans in getting involved, getting this kind of support, getting the help with the academic work. What are the benefits to the community, both the academic community and then to the job market, the business community?
Sure. Well, the economic development portion is huge. What we have here in Kansas City is a very large community, engineering community. Many people will say we're the fourth or fifth largest engineering community in the nation by revenue. So there's lots of opportunities and jobs. But for these people, if they become either entrepreneurs or if they go out into the workforce as engineers, it just helps the growth for this community. We'll create more jobs. We'll create more revenue for the city, for sure.
And I'd also like to add that our program has really benefited from the investment in the community. So we've had a number of businesses who have taken veteran students as interns, who have spent their own time helping us with resume clinics and learning to network. For the academic side of things, I feel like Casey Banks and Veterans in STEM has really helped faculty members with understanding how to teach courses with veterans in the classroom, little changes that they can make.
Talk about those. What's a little change a professor might have to make to be accommodating of a veteran?
Some things that can help is to make sure that they have a lot of different learning styles represented in their assignments, that students can make decisions about whether they want to do work that's visual or text-based, that they can form their own groups. And one of the biggest things that we're finding is providing opportunities for hands-on learning, experiential learning, and undergraduate research. And the veterans and non-traditional students in general really excel when you leave the boundaries of the classroom and do work in a community context.
Mm. I mean, I wonder, and I'm not, this isn't necessarily what I think, but I wonder if some listeners might hear that and say what they're talking about is somehow watering down the education. Is that what this is, or why is it not that?
No, it's not watering down. It's just presenting it in a different way. Most of higher learning here in the United States is going to experiential learning, where it's much more project-based. With the technology today, we can have our lectures offline and do a lot more project work inside the classroom, focusing on things where the students can ask questions and interact. And this is a big part. And these veterans do quite well in that because they have already matured slightly. They're not afraid to ask questions or why are we doing these things. And it really does enhance the entire projects. And they have a skill set. A lot of times the technical skill sets to help build projects or to build things that some of the young students don't get today.
Right. Yeah, I would think that actually that there might be some real interesting benefits for the traditional undergraduate students, if you will, who find themselves with some additional kinds of resources they wouldn't have otherwise.
Absolutely. There's no doubt these people really help the young people. They put life in perspective for them.
Yeah, right.
Because they have been in some very unique situations, maybe in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever that might be.
After you've been shot at, not getting invited to the frat party doesn't seem quite as important.
Doesn't seem quite as important. And they do help those people think about this is a career, this is where they're headed, and eventually this will be their lifeblood.
Let's take a couple of calls from listeners who are on the line. Some veterans, in fact, have called in. Mike in Blue Springs. Mike, welcome to Central Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I just wanted to submit, I just really appreciate hearing on the air that there are programs for veterans. I got out of the Navy in November of 2004 after serving 6 years in submarines. And at that time, I found myself choosing to re-engage in the civilian world and had to reconceptualize a lifestyle and trying to figure out what to do and how to do it in a environment that's not as high-paced, high-energy, high-structure. So just everything I've heard about the STEM program just seems like it really is going to continue to be effective engaging veterans. I'm a graduate student at UMKC working on my school counseling degree. And, if there was a program within my program, such as STEM, that was reaching out specifically to veterans, I think that could be very beneficial. Just kind of like you said, it's not watering down the education system, it's restructuring it in a way that's attainable for veterans to grasp and understand.
Mike, I really appreciate that contribution. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
You know, out of Mike's call, it does make me wonder. We've been talking about the STEM careers, and obviously this is funded by the National Science Foundation, and that's the focus of this program. Are there programs for a veteran who wants to come back and study art or literature or even career-oriented pursuits like Mike in counseling? What is there for that veteran?
Yeah, that's not quite as clear. Mm-hmm. To us, there are some other programs through NSF, through the social sciences, that I'm sure could be structured. In this case, this program, actually, the idea of having the veterans being included in our grant was not written into the specifications. It was a concept that we thought was important, and we took to NSF.
Yeah. 816-235-2888 is the number to call if you have questions. I'm sorry, Alexis, you wanted to say something.
Oh, also, a number of colleges and universities are forming veteran centers, and veterans themselves who are college students have college student veterans groups, Student Veterans of America, and those chapters help provide a sense of collegiality and a sort of a cohort spirit that I think is very helpful.
And that's across all disciplines.
It's across all disciplines.
816-235-2888 is the number to call. Richard called us from Northeast Kansas City. Richard, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. I was wondering, does this apply to all veterans?
Not just recent. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm a Vietnam-era veteran.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is this only for 21-year-olds back from Iraq?
Iraq veterans, yeah.
Right. Good question. Thank you for the call, Richard. Alexis?
Actually, we do work with all veterans, and we have a number of veterans who are Vietnam era. And we welcome veterans of any ages.
Is that good news, Richard? Can you see yourself doing
terrific.
Something like this?
How do I sign up?
Well, that's a great question, and in fact, we'll put links to information about the program on our website, which is kcur.org. Kevin Truman, thanks for the call, Richard. Kevin Truman, how many of the students would you say who come back are well past their traditional college years, so Vietnam-era veterans?
Well, I think at UMKC is a little different because we are an urban institution. We do have a fair number of what we would call non-traditional. That's not a very good term, a non-traditional student.
Because there's not one tradition anymore.
Right. There's not one tradition anymore. And we actually have students that range from 18 to 50 in our School of Computing and Engineering. And I would say many of those people that are 45 and older are veterans. The total number of veterans, or the percentage, is about 10% in the School of Computing and Engineering. And we have about 1,100 students, so it's pretty significant. Not all students come through KC Banks. There are other pathways as well.
Right. Let's take one more call from Jim in Kansas City, Missouri. Jim, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I caught the middle of the program, and I'm a veteran who's returning to school. My first semester as a freshman at MCC Blue River, and I've been off active duty for 20 years, and I would just like to repeat what the previous caller said is I want to applaud the folks involved in this program, and I wish that would have been available 20 years ago when I left active duty.
Jim, what has it been like returning to school after all these years?
Well, it's pretty challenging. One of my motivations, I got two grandkids in high school, and I want to be able to mentor them on the college experience in a couple of years. And it's the time management thing. Every freshman deals with it, and it's just my second week. And I have to the academic bureaucracy. My mom was in work in academia, and I heard a lot of stories about it and experienced it firsthand. My experience has been enhanced by I had the good fortune to deal with some really good veterans advisors up at the MCC Penn Valley campus.
Well, Jim, I commend you for getting back to the classroom, and all the best to you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Let me ask one more question of our guests, Alexis Petrie and Dean Kevin Truman. Will this program go on indefinitely? I know it's a federally funded program, funding almost certainly will run out at some point. What's the future of this program?
The program has another year or two as an NSF program, but we're working very hard to find ways to sustain pieces of it that are working. So we'd really like to see a way to have our transition navigators available for all students, not just STEM, and to have this continue at our Kansas City colleges.
That's Alexis Petrie, and she, along with Dean Kevin Truman, are the co-principal investigators of the Veterans in STEM program, part of the KC Banks program here at UMKC. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you. When we come back, we're going to turn from science to philosophy and from folks trying to do good to the problem of evil. What does it say that after all these years, bad stuff still happens? We'll explore it with one of our resident scholars, a philosopher, when we come back. I'm Brian Ellison. You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR.